Welcome to Your Mother Mind MOT. This is an opportunity for us to really know how you are. I think often the focus is on your baby. You have the checkups, you have the check-ins, but how often are you asking yourself how you are? The focus is so often, is the baby hungry? Is it overtired? Is it overstimulated? Does it need a rest? But actually, it's so helpful for you to start becoming more aware of what you need too, because your needs are equally as important. So look on this section as an MOT, as a bit of an opportunity to get an overview. Regardless of what support network you have around you and how often those people are asking you how you are, it's really important for us mums to learn to ask ourselves that question and to ask it often. So this is an MOT. You can revisit it as many times as you like, and you might like to do it at the end of the videos to see whether things have changed for you. I think I first became aware of how important this question was, but also how little I asked myself it when I was doing my psychotherapy training, and one of the lecturers, having seen that I was a bit run down and tearful one day, asked me, "What do you need?" And I think it was just so surprising for me that I didn't even know the answer. In fact, not only could I not give her an answer as to what I needed, it made me burst into tears being asked this question, because I think I had asked myself it so little that I had almost lost the language of my own needs. And when we become mothers, and there are far many more needs coming towards us, I think it's so important that we start to relearn the language of our needs, that we start to be able to even recognize what those needs and feelings are. For how can we address, acknowledge, and value something if we don't even know it's there? Now, I know often we have a very quick answer when people ask us how we are, and normally that's, "I'm okay, thanks," or "I'm tired," or it's quite a top level response that we have tucked away, ready to bring out. But what I want to do here is ask you a short list of questions that will hopefully take you a little bit beyond the "I'm okay." So that first one that was so powerful for me, what do you need? I want you to think about, what do you need right now, in this moment? Maybe think of three things, and I know that that might well be a challenge, but what do you need? How are you sleeping at the moment? How are you sleeping? What rest are you getting? What opportunities for rest that arise are you able to take? How are you eating? How are you fueling your body that is working so hard to look after this baby? What would it look like if you were to write down everything that you ate yesterday or today? What would that be like? What might that say about how you are treating yourself? Are you letting people support you? You know, those small offers that come, "Is there anything I could do? Do you want me to take the baby whilst you have a rest?" Any of those small offers that come, how are you responding to them? What does it feel like when people offer you support? How are your anxiety levels? What are you feeling worried about at the moment? How much is anxiety and worry, how much of your mind is anxiety and worry occupying at the moment? Where are you? I know that sounds like a funny question, but where is the pre-baby you? The things that you like to do, the things that made you laugh, the things that you used to do to relax, where are those things? Have you still got little remnants of them? Are you still able to do some of those things? Where in your life are the things that have historically made you you? What feelings are you carrying at the moment? What's your general feeling in your mind, in your body? Is it tension? Is it stress? Is it anxiety? Is it joy? Is it ease? Is it peace? What are the feelings that you are carrying at the moment? What are you fearing? What are you worried about? What do you feel you need to hide? We all have those things that we just wish nobody knew about, the things that we want to tuck away and we hope nobody will see. What are those things for you? What are you feeling proud of yourself for? How easy is it for you to look at these last months of your life and feel proud of yourself? To not only look at what you wish might have gone better or what you wish you might be able to do more of, but what about the things that you have done, the things that you have achieved? What are you feeling grateful for at the minute? What makes your heart sing? What makes you feel good? What are you feeling grateful for in your life at the moment? And finally, what are those things in life that have always helped you feel better, helped put that spring in your step, helped you feel supported? And how much of those things are you making time for at the moment? So there are some questions. You don't need to answer them all. You don't even need to write the answers down, but just to even start to become aware of these things that are actually, they're so important because you are important. And it's so natural for your focus to be on your baby. Of course it is. But what I want to do is just to start to shift some of that focus and that awareness on the importance of these questions.